but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KAYT.
Get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. For truly, we are a ministry where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is an hour that we want to just worship the Lord together. How many of you on this day, this time, under these conditions, just simply feel like going on? Bishop Whining and I will sing a little for you now.
I feel like going on. Yeah. I feel like going on.
Like going on. What appropriate song. Sometimes we don't feel like going on, but you do feel like going on. And I just want to just speak with you just for a few moments, because you know I'm getting at a point where it's time for me to sit back and relax and just reach out and venture off into something else. I'm looking forward to my retirement. I will be retiring from the Rapids Parish School Board, and I will adventure out more into the ministry. It's something that I truly want to do. You know, folk have always said to me that you're so busy, but then that was a gentleman to tell me that that you're not busy, you're just productive. And I believe that I am a productive person. You know, sometimes you may not see it right then, but down the line, you'll begin to see the productivity of what a person is truly venturing out to do. And I have worked for the school board for about 20 years, and, you know, it's time for me to do something else. You know, I've enjoyed the opportunity of transporting the children and meeting new children and looking out for them in different ways, but it's time for someone else to have that reign, and I want to be busy and productive in the work of ministry. You know, I just can't sit back and just lay back. You know, sometimes I do find myself running a whole lot, you know, and just don't slow down. So what I want to do is I want to take all of that energy, and I want to focus on the ministry more and put more into the ministry with this allotted lifetime that I do have left upon this earth. You know, we all have to leave here one day. And when I do leave here, I wanted to be said that I did do some productive things in life. And you know, one of the things I want to do is establish and create a crusade where we can have some positive speakers and pastors to come into this city and share with us a word from the Lord. And one of the gentlemen that that comes to mind. We just had Pastor Besick just came, and he did a revival earlier this week. And we had a glorious time in the Lord. And he was here on Tuesday, and he preached out of his heart. And yet he came on Wednesday. And, man, look, he preached. That was the first time that I've ever heard him. And he's from by way of Texas. And he really did a dynamic job. I mean, he preached out of his heart. I thought he wasn't going to stop, but he realized that he had to bring it and ring it on in. And I want to thank Pastor Earl Williams for that being placed in his spirit to ask him to come down and bless our city. If you weren't there, I want you to know that you missed it. And even in the midst of COVID-19, my brothers and sisters, you have to know that we still can go on. We still should feel like going on. So I want to adventure out a little farther and bring some of these men of God in here that we can hear from them. And one of the gentlemen pastors that's in my spirit and he's been lingering in my spirit for a little while is Tellus Chatman. And he's a powerful speaker, a powerful man of God. And I just want to say to you, don't be surprised if you hear on the broadcast of Tellus Chatman, Pastor Tellus Chatman, entering into this city and coming to share a couple of days the word of God. You will be tuned in. You will be given further information pertaining to the men of God that we'll be trying to bring in here, and you will be kept well informed, and we're going to try to let you know by way of radio and other Facebook, Twitter, all means of communication that we possibly can, and we need your support. We want you to support it. A lot of times we say that we don't venture out and get good ministers to come in from other areas to preach and to spread the word of God and do revivals or crusades. But that's something in my spirit that I'm going to set out to do, and I will be soliciting support from you as a people and also from businesses, and also want to have the support of the sheriff, the support of the mayor, the support of the city council, the support of the judges. Yeah, I'm calling everybody out. The support of the chief police. You know, we want to stop the violence. We want to have safe streets and all of this and all that. What better way is it to do that is by bringing in men of God that can relate to our people and feed our people and help our people in a spiritual way. So this is something that we want to everybody to get on board and be a part of, and please support it, because let me just say this: if you support the first speaker come in, guess what? Then we shouldn't have a problem with getting others. And we always say that there's nothing going on in the city. Well, I'm letting you know that that something is about to be created, whereas we can have good worship and good fellowship to a higher standard and on a higher level, and get some of these renowned speakers to come in and speak to us. And you know, that's not taking anything away from us as pastors or us as men of God here. You know, sometimes you have to go out and bring other folk in. I'm gonna do it if I have to do it all by myself. And but I hope and pray that I won't have to be a long ranger, but we would come together and try to create something positive and productive for our city. And we want to try to also do something to try to help cartel all of this killing, all of these this street action that's going on. You know, people, when they sit still and they just sit idle, you know, things begin to happen. But you know, when you do as my brother Wade told me, is not to just be busy, but to be productive. Yes, that's who told it to me, was Wade Hampton. He said you have to be productive. You're not busy, Pastor Kenny, but you are productive. And that's what we want to be. We want to be productive in every way, in every aspect. We want to bring everybody together. We don't want it to be a white thing or a black thing, but we want it to be a unified thing. It's time that we get away from all of this these racial encounters and these racial injustices, and we begin to come together, to work together, because guess what? We have to live together. And if we have to live together, we want to have peace among us together. And, you know, sometimes folk get you wrong. Sometimes folk get me wrong, you know, but they don't, you know, people just don't know sometimes what's in your spirit, what's in your heart, you know, what your frustrations is, what you might be going through, what encounters you have. You know, you never know what a person is going through unless you're that person, or unless you sit down and talk to that person to just get a little insight of what's happening. I know always we come on the radio and we always preaching to you. We always shooting scriptures and of this nature to you. But sometimes we just need to have a little chat. You know, they have a little talk with Jesus and it'll make everything all right. You know, so I just want to have a little talk with you and just talk to you and just share some things with you, share some things that's in my mind, some things that I want to do and in trying to be productive in this city. And I also would like to listen to all of the men of God, all of the pastors that we need to help clean up the city by giving giving some of our knowledge, our spiritual advice to these law enforcement people, and not wait till somebody get killed or something happen. But we need to be doing this on a consistent basis. And also the sheriff department, the police department, the state troopers, all of them need to come and unite with the men of God, that they can be allowed to give some spiritual advice, some spiritual guidance, and so forth and so on. We can make this thing a better thing, but we have to work together. We have to come together. So as I venture out and as I tried to move forward to do something in a productive manner with the time that I do have allotted on this earth, I ask that you would support what I'm about to set out to do, support it both physically and financially. Because guess what? In order to bring good sound people in here, you have to have the finances in order to do that. You know, you can't be a long ranger by yourself unless you're wealthy. And I'm wealthy in my father's house. But let me tell you something. I'm not a rich person. I don't have a whole lot of monies. But God takes the little that I have, and he helps me do a whole lot of things. And that's what we want to do. We want to do a whole lot of different things. And look, I want you to continue to stay tuned to this broadcast. Note that we will be coming on every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. every Saturday. You can tune in to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. every Sunday morning by way of Facebook. And look, always remember that only what you do for Christ is going to last. I'm going to ask you if you would make a contribution to this ministry, that you would support what I'm setting out to do. And know this here: make money is payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, Alexandria, Louisiana, 713-02, 4800 Smith Avenue. I want to thank you. God bless you, and may he keep you.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
Good morning, everybody. This is Grady Blackwell with the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I want you to call all your friends and call everybody that you know and tell them that First St. Mark Baptist Church and their pastor, Grady Blackwell, is on the air. We're so glad that we're here. We just want to talk to you about a few things that you probably already know, but we want to tell you what's going on at First St. Mark Baptist Church. One of the main things that I want to tell you is we have service every Sunday, and we open back up, and we want all the First St. Mark members to know that we are open and tell everybody we're having services every Sunday, full services. Let me just go over the services real quick. The services we have a Sunday school service on Sunday from 10 until 11, and we have a real good Sunday school class. We have a lot of ministers from different churches and different areas. They attend, and I know for one that I just enjoy it, and from what I can hear from some of them and from the people that are in attendance, they enjoy it also. So we invite you to come and check out our Sunday schools. Another thing that I want to tell you that on Monday, we have celebrate your absentee from alcohol and drugs and cocaine. So that is from 6 to 7 every Monday, 6 to 7. On Thursday, we have what you call a community prayer breakfast. It starts around 6 in the morning, and it is end up around 8 until we run out of food. So we just invite you to come to First St. Mark Church or some of the activities that they're having and be blessed. We love visitors, and we just love people to come. Now, one of the things I want to tell you, and I need to tell you right now, it's very important to me. I'm having a retirement celebration. And you could call it a retirement and a birthday celebration. And we're having that very soon. We're having that on the first of May, the retirement celebration. And let me say this, if I possibly can. My children are putting this on. And I'm kind of in the dark. I just know they tell me a little bit, but they've notified a lot of people. It's going to be Saturday, May the 1st, 2021 at 12 noon. And it's at a place called the GEM, G-E-M. And it's located 1014 3rd Street, Alexander, Louisiana. They say RSVP to Paula by April the 19th. So let me say that again. Retirement celebration honoring Pastor Grady Blackwell Sr. Saturday, May the 1st, 2021 at 12 noon at the GEM, G-E-M, and it's located 1014 3rd Street, Alexander, Louisiana. RSVP to Paula by April the 19th. So they got a 318-715-847 is the phone number. Is Paula Ben at gmail.com. So we just want you to know about that. Now, here's something else, and I want to get this announcement out of the way also. Here's what's going on. On the 2nd of May, which is the first Sunday, there's a retirement appreciation at the church, 1624 Reed Avenue, Alexander, Louisiana. That is the first Sunday at 3 o'clock. Reverend Jay Johnson will be the will bring the message. So I just want you to know that it's May 2nd, 2021, at First St. Mark Baptist Church. It'll be a retirement appreciation for Pastor Grady Blackwell. And you are invited, everyone is invited to attend. So put that on your little book. Pray that everything will go fine. And we need your prayer. And we need your presence at this particular time and this location. Real quickly, I just want to say a scripture from the Bible. And the scripture that I'm really talking about, I'm just talking about John, the 11th chapter, 11th chapter of John, verses 25 and 26. Jesus made this claim. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever live and believe in me shall never die. Believe thou this. And that's John, like I said, the 11th chapter, verse 25 and 26. Wow. What a claim. Who would ever imagine that Jesus was talking about us today? You see, the word of God said we were that whosoever, in other words, we were dead in trespasses and sin. Ephesians, the second chapter, the first verse. And it is because God is so merciful that he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It is the fact of the resurrection of Jesus, that is, he was raised from the dead in order that we would live eternally with him. Now, since you and I have been raised from the dead, let us consider how we should live after death. You see, we were spiritually dead. Yeah. You see, we were spiritually dead. In other words, we were separated from God. But God, through his Spirit, has baptized us into Christ Jesus in order that we may witness Jesus Christ in this world. Remember, as he is, so are we in this world. In John 12, we see the beginning of lifestyle of Lazarus, who had been dead, but Jesus raised him from the dead. There made a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. That's in John 12, chapter, the second verse. Now let's get in Lazarus' place. Since we know we were once dead in our sin, do you remember your past? I remember mine. When we had our lifestyle with the devil, we were dead. So now, after death, we should be sitting at the table with our Lord Jesus. A dinner table command the guests to sit. This say that we should not be going to and fro to figure out what to do after death. It is just good to hang out and fellowship with Jesus Christ. John, who called himself the disciple that Jesus loved, say this, that which we have seen and heard declare us unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write unto you that your joy may be full. And, of course, that's 1 John, verse 1 through chapter 1, verses 3 and 11. There is true joy in the presence of our Lord. And I just want to say to you, We need to be at the table with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he surely raised us from the dead. We was dead in our trespassing. We was dead in our mess. We was dead in those dirty things that we used to do. We was dead because we used to hang out with the devil. But Christ Jesus died for our sin and raised us with him. We just thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank God for you who listen to this word. I do want to say this, and I want to say it just as easy and quick as I possibly can. First St. Mark is a praying church. First St. Mark love visitors. First St. Mark have church service every Sunday. And we have a lot of other service to the community. Anything that will help the community, anything will glorify God and uplift our community where our church is located or where we live, First St. Mark want to be a part of it, because that's what we are all about. We are seeking the lost. We're lifting the found. That's our motto, and that's what we do. Again, I want to say that we love visitors, and if you will allow me, I just want to say this short prayer to our members who've been out for a long time due to the coronavirus, COVID-19. If you hear my voice, just bow your head for this short prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself. Can do anything but fail. If somebody's sick, Lord, we know that you're a healer. If someone is lonely, Lord Jesus, you are the best company keeper that I know of. And Lord, somebody might be trouble out in radio land. And if you're trouble, I know that Jesus is a bridge over troubled water. Oh, Lord, I call on him when I'm lonely. Look like other people don't want to talk to me. But I know that Jesus will answer the call. I don't care what time of day. I don't care what hour of the day. Jesus will answer prayer. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to say it, and a lot of people heard it a lot of times, but I mean it from my heart. I know that the Lord won't come when you want him, but I must tell you right now that the Lord I serve, I'm talking about Jesus, he's always on time. And I just thank him for that. And Lord, now we ask that you would just be there for the one who is sick. Be there, Lord, for one who are lonely. And sometimes, Lord, we're lonely and we got people all around us, but we're still lonely. We just need to hear from you. Lord, I ask that you would touch somebody, maybe some members from First St. Mark Baptist Church. Touch them and let them know that everything going to be all right. And I just thank you so much for turning your radio on at this time. Thank you for the gifts that you send. I don't ask for them, but some people have been sending me gifts. 1624 Reed Avenue, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We just thank you for listening. Thank you for your prayers. And we invite you to come to the retirement. And it's a birthday celebration. Thank you. May God continue to bless you and keep you. Is my prayer.
Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, It's first name mug.